Latter-day Saint Home Educators is pleased to bring you this audio presentation, recorded live during the 2018 Home Education Conference, held in Logan, Utah.
April Johnson, Grammar Games. All right, thanks. We're looking for a table because to play some of these games, because I want you to do hands-on with yourself so that you know how a student or a child might feel, and actually this applies to adults too, as far as we can always learn new things. So I wanted to, but without a table, it's a little trickier. So you've got the handout in there, which I tried to put every resource I could think of on there that you would need to get going with some of these games, everything I could think of for our basics. So if there's any questions that strike up and I say, oh, look in there, that's the reason. But my intention is for you to have a good time realizing what you can do, even if you think you're not a grammar expert or whatever, and that learning grammar helps you learn other languages. It helps you learn what you provide the children with a sense of things that they can do with English and with our language, even though English seems really complicated sometimes. So the first thing they have to have is a basic idea of what a noun and a verb is, right? That's where I start, very beginning. Noun is a person, place, thing, or idea, right? And that they can learn that in just seconds, right? With looking at objects in the room. Or you can get technical with them and you can describe what a noun is, you know, with the back of the book. One of my greatest resources for descriptions of what things are is in this little gold and yellow section. It's the gold of the Writer's Ink book. I don't know if you've ever used Writer's Express or Writer's Ink. This is for younger set and this is for older kids. But they even use this at BYU, this section of Writer's Ink. And so you can tell ours is dog-eared and water-laden. But that we use that a lot for older descriptions as you get into more complicated things. But first, nouns and verbs, what are they? And then give them a couple examples of how to find them quickly in a sentence. So we start with really basic sentences. And I use one or two games. The first one, the game number one, it's on your list, but it's just to, ever in a sentence, to underline the main noun and double underline the verb. So you would do, cats eat, you know. And they would all have to write on their whiteboard if they wanted to, or just a semblance if they don't write very well yet. But usually they start grammar games about 8 or older. And if I'm doing a co-op, I say the 8-year-olds can come, the 9-year-olds can come if their parents come with them, so because I just can't get to everybody and help. Because I'll have like 25 kids in a class. And so the older ones that can write everything out, it just goes a little faster. And then they have to, and I usually want them to see capitals and periods too. Then they have to just underline the noun and the verb. And we'd make a speed test, who can do it the fastest. And then I check them and they're sitting here at the table and they hold up their whiteboard and you check them. Right, you use a whole bunch of simple sentences. And you want to get silly, you know, on them so that they can find something more complicated. And so we do a whole bunch of those, but let's do them again in a different way. So we just do a whole bunch until they're really familiar if they're young. If they're older, I start adding other stuff in right away. I guess I'll leave this up here. So the next game, keeping it really simple, we're only spending a few minutes so they don't get lost and thinking this is all we're going to do, is to get out these train cards. Actually, there's one right before that I like to try and get them into diagramming. And in diagramming, they instantly take their whiteboards. I got these little, this is just shower backer board. Have you seen it? And you cut it, do you use it for whiteboards? All of you? I just went and had them cut it at Home Depot. What was really interesting is the day that I went in to buy it and have them cut it, a guy there said, what are you using it for? And I'll cut it for you for free. Because otherwise it's 25 cents a cut or something. And I told him what I was using it for. And it turns out he was a school teacher. And so he loved it. And he cut them for me for free. Some people also put a little hole in it so you can hang it somewhere easily. And then I get lots of white markers for everybody. But a few weeks later, this teacher that was there got cancer. And he's one of the favorite teachers of the junior high. And so they all did a fundraiser for him. But I just remember his kindness, you know, so much. So lots of colors and markers so that you can mark things in different color if needed. And the first thing they do when they get their whiteboard is I have them do when we're doing diagramming games, which I think is number 3 or 4 game on your list. So I have them put a slash. I say this is like Zorro, you know. And the noun goes over main noun over here and main verb over here. So they just do that, and then they put the dinosaurs and the Darule, and then we hold it up. Let me check them. Okay, any questions about that? Pretty simple, right? But they like the speed, and they like to do things really quickly as well. I mean, see if they can be first, but mostly they're trying to beat themselves most of the time to see how fast they can be. So I like that they compete with themselves. And then the last one that we do, just nouns and just verbs, but older kids want to get into other stuff really quickly, is this train game. And there's a different color for each part of the sentence. Black is, I don't know. I just don't know what that sentence is, you know, and what that piece of the sentence is. So they can put a black card down for that. And usually I have white tables, but, and then the verbs are dark blue. And the nouns are white. So I'll just put these two cards out for now. And they're really intrigued by the other color cards. So you get to that really quickly because they want to know what to do with all those colors. But the noun and the verb. So I'll just hang those ones up to remind them. Pretty soon they know. And this is in your list too. I just put them somewhere where they can see them. And then I'll write the sentence up there and say go. And then they have to grab one, see how fast they can be, and put them in order. Noun, verb, right? So this one, though, is just really pretty easy if you want the younger set to get something down. So then you add in next something more complicated, like adjectives, determiners. I like to do determiners pretty quickly because and they are the red ones here. Articles, also called articles, a, an, and the, right? These are pretty. So then you can add the to any of these things. And at first, they may not know what to do with it on this board, the slash board. You teach them right away the diagramming goes, that they put it down here. So it's coming off there. If they write it here, no big deal. The dinosaur drills, so that they can learn right away where to put it in that little diagramming. Do any of you have diagramming books or do diagramming? Okay, awesome. So you know that's a quick, fun way to get more and more complicated. And they don't want to stay in that realm for long, but I do that for just a couple minutes when we get going, when we're warming up for the younger set of kids and for those that may not have learned it before. Then I like to stop and do preposition bingo. Prepositions are something they need to know, but it kind of is confusing to them to introduce it in any other way. I don't know, the word preposition. Does it sound complicated to you? Does it sound big? Well, in all of these, Easy Grammar is what my kids have used for grammar. And even though it says year 4 and 5 on here, there's a 3, 4, and then a 4, 5, which is, it's a big book. We use it for more than 1 year. So we do 3 and 4, and then we do 5 and 6. And we use the little sheet protectors so that they cover up one side with a piece of flannel and do the other side and then look and check themselves. So I really love Easy Grammar for that. Are any of you familiar with Easy Grammar? Oh, nice, okay. So in the front, prepositions, right? They have the whole bingo setup and they will give you some of the books have a blank one and a printed one. We learned really quickly that they want to use their blank, they like the blank one. So I give them a set of prepositions that's in the front of this. There's just a whole list of them. And then they can make their own sheet. So here's the list from the front of the book. I just photocopied it. It's too lazy to write it. Actually, I never want to reinvent the wheel if I don't have to. So. And then I check it off in different ways until the list is pretty worn out as I do bingo. So I get them a little a set of goodies. Or you can use pennies or pebbles or marbles or whatever. I pre-proportioned them out like 30 pieces to a bag or whatever so they don't have to. So they know they have enough to cover their board. And yet, with the older kids, I found out, probably 10 and older, they can I can lay out Cheez-Its or whatever on the table ahead of time and say, okay, go fill your little cups. Sometimes I use the Dixie cups or these snack size. And then they get all their bingo markers themselves. So they know if they're gluten intolerant or if they're lactose free or whatever, they can pick what they want. So that's why I have sometimes the these or pennies. Pennies are a fun one to use. And then their reward is once they're done with the bingo chart, they can eat it or keep it if they're the as soon as they're done, or we can do it again. So I have some of the ones that have been printed. You're limited though when they're printed, as we talked about, because they have just only three of them, I think, in all the books, if you print one from each of the books or two. So this is what's fun. So this Gabe wrote in, Gabe preposition paper, and he wrote down all of his favorite prepositions. Then you can see him try to figure out, if I write down the long ones, like amongst and in between and beside, am I going to get finished quicker? Is she going to call mine sooner or whatever? This is the one which is cute, wrote sideways. They all have their own little thing. And this one I thought was really great. As I talked to this gal, she took little notes. An article is and the. A noun is a person, place, or thing. A verb describes action. Oh, and speaking of verb, every time I see verb, Herb the verb is a part of a play if you're trying to introduce nouns and verbs and things like that too. That's something fun called The Case of the Missing Part of Speech. I may put that in your notes that you can look up online. I think you can still buy a copy too. It has music. It's got little songs. And what we did it as a play, or we would do, you can see on the front of this book, we would make puppets, paper mache, balloons, and then do the play. And so I explained that there's a limited number of prepositions in our vocabulary, but there's still a lot of them. So we want to get to know them really, really well. And the preposition makes a sentence continue in an interesting way. So that we just don't say dinosaur ran, we can say where he ran and how he ran. And I'll add all those things by adding one of these. Mostly where. I talked to them about the bee in the box. You know that? Have you heard of the prepositions with the bee in the box? So anything in relationship, the bee has in relationship to this box. Here's his little wings or whatever. So, and they love this, and they get it mostly. There's a few prepositions that don't quite seem to find that. This, but the bee can be around the box. He can be in the box. He can be under the box. He can go away from the box. He can go to the box. So there's, if you look at your list of prepositions, I didn't give you one of those probably with a handout, but you can see near, before. There's one before. It's a little bit of a different concept, but you can still apply that. Within, without, out, in, over, under, from, inside, right? You can be inside the box. And they really catch on pretty quick that most of these fit with the bee in the box. Have any of you heard that before?
I have not, but it's really cute.
Okay, so you have. The squirrel and what? The tree? Or our squirrel and
the squirrel
in the box? Okay, whatever, yeah. Right, and read each one of these and see. Yeah, and the 8, 9, 10-year-olds, that helps them get this concept of what prepositions are, and that they enhance and color our language by being there. We want them there. Atop, there's one we don't use every day, but it is a preposition, atop, right? It can be atop the box. Around, among. So beyond, now this one's different, but, meaning except. So that one's just a little bit of a different preposition, but we see it. So they want to know, except. So that's, but I usually don't talk about those ones. They just get it because it's on their list and it comes up as they play preposition bingo and they get to put it down and then pretty soon they know. So, because I don't really have a great way of explaining concerning. There's another one. Concerning the box. The bee had a question concerning the box. I don't know. But So there's a few of them that are a little different. But if I have them there, if I call them out, they eventually learn them. Does that make sense? And then when they see them in a sentence, they know what they're doing. So any more questions about that? And so as I call this list, I check it off. You can see I put dots next to the ones I called that day, and then I put a dot, another dot the next day. We do that for 15 minutes or so, and then they had a little bit of preposition. And then I will sometimes, if they're ready that day, try it in a sentence and see. So we had, what, the cat ate before. So let's see. I would love some volunteers to come up and diagram on these little whiteboards. We'll do a diagram. Okay, and I'll tell you before you diagram, I'll make sure you know where a preposition goes. So do you remember where the article goes? Underneath the noun that it's describing or pointing to, right? Okay. So if you want to come get them, you can do these at your seats. This one's not as important to be at the table as the train game is, but just grab a whiteboard and a marker. So I'll try to get a familiar sentence maybe that we had before and just add on to it. Before we do the diagramming one, let's first just do the one where you identify. I think on your list that's, the code it. Okay, so you prepositional phrases, you draw a line through them. So when you find a preposition, there's going to be some nouns after it, usually. And those go with a preposition. They're not the main noun in a subject in a sentence. So if you see those, you just strike through. So if you see under the bed, and I take more time to teach them that, but and you know that under, because of our box, the bee can be under the box, is a preposition. You strike through that. If you think about it, you can do all the rest that goes with it. This article and this noun go with that. It's called a prepositional phrase. But if you don't think of it, you just score through this and leave those alone. Okay, so let's try it that way first, and then we'll try it with the diagramming. I think we had our sentence before. The cat ate. All right, ready? Set and write it out and do it as quick as you can. Go. Write the whole sentence and then underline all the nouns, or the main one especially, and double underline the verb and strike through the preposition. And then hold it up. Good. Yeah, now articles do have a mark, and we hadn't talked about those yet with them, but they do. Great. And so, and then I just check them. Articles just... When you get up teaching, you get a teaching brain sometimes. Determiners or articles have a square around them, so they're really fun. And I will put this at the top of the board for them sometimes, too. I'm going to do article. They point to a noun. Articles point to a noun. Identify it. Well, the main one is what we're after. So, okay, you ready to double check yourself? So this would be square. This would be underline, double underline, and now if you did this and this, it's okay. If they did that, it's okay. I really want them to get those mostly under the main one, though, because they need to know where those main things are in the sentence. Because when you start asking questions, those get put in a different place in the sentence. Questions are really challenging, and you can try scriptures. When you get good at this, because, and it came to pass or whatever, But they're understanding it when they read it, so it must have enough of our structure in our language that's somewhat understandable, right? But those get a little more complicated. So, wait till they're maybe 12 to try that out or something when they understand them. Okay, so this now, let's try it as a, and I would do these games completely separate and do a whole bunch of this one and then a whole bunch of the diagramming. Okay, so do diagramming. First thing you do is this, right? Okay, and then you find your main noun and your main verb. Go. And see if you figure out where anything else goes. If you don't, that's okay. Oh, but I didn't tell you where prepositions go. So this is the Zorro slash to get started with diagramming. So this is the diagramming game. So you put the subject on this side and the verb on this side. Yeah, so this game, they write the full thing out. Right. This game, they just do this, And then they start filling in what they know, the position. They just draw their slash. And we decided the articles go underneath like this, right? Now this preposition thing comes in. But it's okay, I'll let them see that we don't quite know yet. So, see, she's hot on the track. All that's different is that the preposition would go like this. And then all its little nouns and verbs that go with it, nouns I mean, go off to the side. And then you have the same thing with the article. And for some reason, boy, they get this really fast. For us, we have to think about it. But and the prepositions go like this. Even if there's sometimes that are going to be most near the mouse, over the tree, by the house, you know, you'll have multiple ones sometimes that connect to that verb. But they're all about eight. And then the things that go with it. Okay, let's try another one. All right, so I really don't try to skip steps with them. I definitely want them to know where this goes before I do that with them. I do a few with the articles, and then I want them to know where the preposition goes on the diagram before I throw them into the fire with that. Sorry about that. Okay. Let's try another one, and then if you have any questions, we'll try again. We are going to put prepositions in this as well. So for a diagram, if you wanted to put it, you know, here, as a reminder, I've just kind of thrown them into it before. You could do this kind of a thing. Noun, verb, preposition, prepositional subject or whatever, the noun that goes here, and its article, if that helps some of them. One more of these, and then I'll add some more on. Okay, ready? Because I can always write down what I already have up here. Set. We're diagramming. Okay, don't worry about writing it out. Unless you want to do this game again. But that one's called coding. And you have a different code for each part of the sentence. But let's do another diagram. Ready, set, go. Okay, and if you haven't done this yet, you should have. Nice, you got it. See how fast your brain gets there? You know, like, oh, okay, that makes sense. Let's see, did she do it?
Yes,
nice. Okay, so, and then I go over with him really quick. What goes here? Or if I have someone that's got a perfect board, you know, I'll say, would you stand up here and show everybody? Because then I don't have to write it all out if I'm trying to get to the next one. Sometimes I'll be writing a sentence on another board so that I can get it up there. Because they want to move. They don't want to sit around and be bored, and you don't want them to be, trust me. Okay, so good. And you've all got this, that it's the from here, and the tree here, and the is the article. Okay, and the and is an article. So which are our articles? And the. A, and the, right. Okay, great. Let's see. Prepositions, you've got a whole list of them. Okay, so then I might introduce another part of a speech, or I might want to play games with just another game with just these. So you see how if you do multiple games, they see the sentence in multiple ways. So if you do the coding game, they do that for a while, they see a sentence a different way. Then if you do this game, they see, oh, you can break them apart, but it's still a sentence. There's function for each of those words. And then this train game does a similar thing sequentially. So I do need a couple volunteers to come up here and help me with the train game. So if you would put our colors down the middle of the table so everybody can grab them. Oh, and this is really cute. I just wanted to show you that someone in one of my classes one time went home and cut up flannel for an eraser, for all the kids to have their own eraser for the whiteboards. And I'm like, that's a good idea. I've just been using tissues. I'm really not complicated. So, do we have nouns? Nouns are white. Okay, verbs are blue, dark blue. And prepositions, which we just found out about, the bee in the box, are yellow. Okay. So here's your preposition. So I will hang these up on the board. Now, you don't know about the other colors, but anything you don't know for now, I want you to use a black for. Okay? They're just I don't know. It's not a bad thing to not know. You just don't. So you just mark it with black because you get credit for every piece of the sentence that you can identify. All right? To make this quicker for me, thinking on my feet, if you don't know any part of this, it's okay. Just put a black one there. You each make your own train in front of you. If you run out of space in the sentence, you want one color for every word in the sentence. If you run out of space, you can go down below. Because right. In sentences, we do that. We write across the page, we run out, we go to the next one and put our period. Right. So you can do that. Okay, now I jumped ahead, you know, on a big part here. If you happen to know it, great. But jumping ahead sometimes allows you to talk about it. Okay, go if you haven't gone. For each word, you want one? So how many cards should they have up there? Anyone? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. If you're not sure, just put a black one. This is an adult party game, trust me. I've seen them do it, and they're just like, oh, because it makes you think about what you learned when you were a child. And yeah, don't.
I don't know.
Okay, now I threw something new in there, but try to identify the main verb, okay? If you don't know what the other ones were. I was just really going for the jugular on this, okay? I wanted to see how smart you are. Okay, so the sentence is, the green kite was caught in a tall tree. Now, if anyone can help me as we go along, sometimes if I'm afraid my brain will go on vacation, I write it out ahead of time and I give this little code up here, O for orange and G for green, and, you know, over the sentence. So, and just when you're making these trains, if you're cutting up the papers, mine are 2 inches by 3.5 inches, but that doesn't matter. What matters is that you make them. And if, like, you're using just whatever you have around the house, if you don't have red, you can use hot pink or something, but kind of try and stay in the same hue every time so they know.
2 inches by 3.5 inches?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So, anyone can tell me what color this one should be? Red, good. Green is orange, very good. Right, because this one is what? An adjective that describes kite. But you would want, of course, go over with them. I jumped ahead to the next, way up to the next level. Okay. And this one is?
White.
Good. Yes. So this is what? Light blue? Okay. Good. If you got that. This one is the blue. Yellow. This is our preposition. Yeah.
Red.
Orange. Why? Because it describes this and white. Okay. How'd you do? No fair trading.
No,
it's okay.
Oh, yeah,
so this is a whole thing. The helping verbs are a whole thing. We're going to talk about that right now since you brought it up. So okay. I want everybody else that didn't come do one try to come try.
That was fun. Thank you.
Just set the cards back in their little stacks. Now, sometimes if I have a bunch of kids in class and I want them to have ownership, they have a little bag with their. This is my son Caleb, who's now 17, but he still has his bag with their cards in it, and they put them in front of them because they don't want anyone else to steal their cards, and they want to make sure they have enough, because sometimes you get a lot of oranges in the sentence or a lot of yellows, and so you know they want their own little set, or if they're not there that day in class, I can then leave it aside. But anyway, that way I know each one has enough, but I like this system with a lot of them as well. He also has in here, speaking of helping verbs, the little, I think this is on your handout, there is a song with helping verbs. You know, there are a limited number of helping verbs. There are 23, only 23. Now, I teach piano, and I don't know about you, but when I get into chords and I say there are only 12 major chords in a musical alphabet of any kind, only 12. If you know 12, how much power do you have? And they're like, oh, that's easier than thinking every key on the keyboard has something mysterious about it. But there are only 12. So with helping verbs, I like knowing there's 23. And there's a little song. Find your hand out. We'll sing this song, and then we'll do this train game again. Okay, Jingle Bells is the song. And we sing it at the beginning of every class for a while until they get it, every time we meet for grammar games. Helping verbs, there are 23. Am, is, are, was, and were, being, been, and be. There's a pause there, right? Has, have, had, do, does, did, shall, will, should, and could. There are 5 more helping verbs. May, might, must, can, could. And I have them memorized it, so pretty soon they know. It's so fun. I think it's fun. So, then there's the linking verb song, too, but that's a different thing. We'll just go this far with the helping verbs. You can write them out, helping verbs too. Can you see how there are a being, been, be? I'll start with a be. Has, have, had, or have, has, had, has all H. Do, does, did, all D. shall, will, should, could. So there are some similarities, and you can write them down a list that way, and it's another way for them to learn them. So I will put them on a paper with in their little groups. You know, has, have, had, be, being, can't spell being today, been, all right? So that they can see, I'll put the ones that don't have them as well up above and below and kind of in the order of the song. But then it helps those that are visual learners to see that another way of looking at those words. So linking verbs, did I put them on my list?
Yeah.
There's a song, okay, London Bridge is Falling Down. They look a lot like helping verbs, and they link things together. But, well, we'll in a special way. Let me see if I can find that for you and say it in the right way. But let's try this game again. Who didn't go? Anybody else want to try? Okay, so someone just come and try if you didn't try it yet. It's okay if you're super fast and amazingly intelligent. That's all right, too. Okay, they need to know that all sentences don't go straight, right? Ready, sit, go. Yeah, and with the older ones, too, you can say, I'm going to reward you for each one that you got right, or that's another way you can use your markers or your candies. Each one that you write, you know it's right, you can put a candy on and eat it. But the black ones, you can't because you're still learning those or whatever. You can use markers in different ways. Okay, here we go. Anyone want to help? What color is this one?
Red.
Orange is orange. Yellow. Red. White. It's pretty easy, right? Good. You're close enough. Okay. Thanks. But I mean, they will sit and do this for 20, 30 minutes and just love it. So I think it's one of those really, really fun games. Well, and this, once you get through the foundation and then you keep adding on things, then adjectives, you know, are so important to add in after you've been through nouns and verbs because it makes color in our lives so much, and as well as the prepositional phrases. But adjectives and then adverbs, the LYs. Then they can get into, how can I make a sentence that's fun? You know, is the cat ate a fun sentence? What about the gruffy, orange, scary cat ate a pickle, or, you know, whatever, and they get and ate a gross green pickle, you know, and they're like, oh, that's more fun. And then inevitably, the ones that are over 14, a lot of them, start wanting to do something more complicated, so I'll throw it at them and see. As long as it's not disturbing the young ones, they've had their game for the day or whatever. So this is something you can add in really quickly. With just nouns. So I'm just using basic colors, but so for if you're using the markers and they're marking, lots of times I have them mark stuff before I have them diagram it. That makes sense. That's why I put that as my number one game. Not that it has to be number one, but just sometimes marking it. Then they can see, oh, wait a minute, there are what? Two main nouns, right? And your verb and your preposition, right? And then what's this? Conjunction. Right. And I'm trying to remember what my markings for conjunctions are at the moment. I'll circle. Oval. We oval those. Okay. And then articles. Again, if they did this and this, it's okay. But I really want them to know it's connected to a preposition. And that's the most important thing. Save those for the main nouns and verbs. But it's good if they can find them. So how does this look in a diagram? And yeah, they do this with the diagramming. Your conjunction goes here. And you've got Jerry and Tom. You still do this, though. But they right away, they learned that they made this slash, and they can add these on, or they can put the slash right here if they want. And then this leads to discussions on direct objects and all kinds of things, too. Now, there can be compound verbs as well as compound subjects. This is the compound. There can be went to the store and gathered grapes, right? So they did two things. They went, and then this would have a double, like that one, right? It would go out like this. Went and gathered. Okay, and then to the store would still go under went, but it would be up on this shelf up here. And there would be another shelf for the other part. But any of this, or these diagramming books are great because you can go through lesson by lesson, or if you're really good at it, see this one's all marked up, you can just use the key in the back. And if you can read the sentence or write it out, you can just use this and it gives the answers to the questions. But we never have done formal lessons out of our diagramming books. Like, here's a page, do that. No, we just use it for this. So if you've got your compound verb again, you would go like this. Went, gathered, and then to the stores under here. And the and is here again. Okay, so they're not that much more difficult, but they like that they can do something complex. And if they can find it, you know, can they find that in the sentences? So direct objects, you learn eventually, they learn after they've done a bunch of these, that they go next to the verb, you know, just there's the noun, verb, and then direct object. So, and I don't know if they get into that until the second diagramming book, but it's worth the effort. This is better sentence structure through diagramming, basic skills. Who's the publisher? Frank Schaefer, publisher. Now, we've used those a lot. But I would love for a couple more of you to try diagramming. Let's try another sentence. This time, diagram one has, so there's things as adjectives, prepositional phrases, adverb modifiers. So where would you think an adverb would go on a diagram? Of course, you've got this to look at, but. Yeah, because it's attached to the verb like an adjective is attached to a noun, right? So it tells how something's done. Okay, what about another type of noun? Yeah, there's, see our gray one here? Pronoun. And pronoun stands in for a formal noun. So instead of saying the girl, we would say she. Instead of saying mom, we would say she. Instead of saying the people in the room, we would say they or them. So, you know, about pronouns, and they can use those in their train game too. And I will often put the answer up here, unless one of the kids that finishes really quickly, I'll let them put their answer up there. And if it's wrong, we all learn, right? So you answered so fast, why don't you put your answer up there? Was is a helping verb that helps enthusiastic along. This is a case where a verb is a little more. It describes, what does enthusiastic do in our sentence? Okay, so we've discovered something. This is really a direct object that goes back to, that bounces back to teacher. But it's with the verb. I'm trying to find that. The technical word, which I often forget, is a predicate adjective. So, did you say adjective earlier? So you knew it was some sort of an adjective that described teacher, but it's over there in with the verb. The verb, another name for a full verb is a predicate. So it's part of the verb. It's an adjective, but it points to the noun over here. So it's a little more complex, but I don't hold them accountable unless I've taught them all about that first, and then I say, let's try some more of these, and we'll do 10 of them until they get really close, used to spotting those. So you can see our English language is complex, but we can break it down and make it simple and make them not accountable for the complex things until we get there. And a little at a time, introduce one or two concepts from the grammar books. That's why easy grammar is nice. You have nouns and verbs every year, but they just get more complex as the child gets older. You have prepositions every year, but they get a little more complex. And so I really like pulling my sentences out of those and trying to see how advanced I can get them by the end of the year. And some of the students, they just crave it. They want to do more and more. And others are like, had enough after 20, 30 minutes. So any questions? I've done it in co-ops or with just my own children. Yeah. My daughter had a book club, and part of our book club this year, we switched to writing club. And so, and they're homeschoolers that come. And I said, as part of our writing club, we're going to do some grammar games. But there was only two or three of them. But they, you know, we still have a great time. And sometimes there'll be 10, depending on who shows up that day. So you can do small groups easily. You can do one child with these games. Can you see that's possible and even fun? Yeah. They are 45 minutes usually because they have they have a transfer time for them to get to another class. We do straight grammar games. We'll do bingo. Takes a while for them to find their prepositions, and we do that for a few weeks. When it gets further along in the year, or the semester, whatever we're doing, I will start talking to him about sentences, and we can practice making a simple sentence into something more beautiful and interesting using this kind of thing as well. So it just depends on what you want to do and what the age group is ready for, maybe what the parents want you to cover. The one thing I was thinking of is that the 8-year-olds, I think I told you that too, the 8-, 9-year-olds can handle so much grammar, but not huge amounts. So I love them to be in the class and catch what they can if their parents want them to be, and can kind of be with them. Otherwise, they're pretty independent, the older kids. But the younger ones need a little bit of help, not getting discouraged because they don't go quite as fast. And that's why I also say, hey, if you've got the main noun and verb, you're great. Erase it. Let's go to the next one. As long as they get that piece. And some of those that have had language delays are a little slower. That's great, too. Just noun, verb, article, even with their trains. They really want to do more, and I don't want them to be discouraged. But that's why a parent being there is so helpful, because they can say, oh, doesn't this look like it was the last red one that you saw? Let's put a red card here. Or an older sibling that can help. But yeah, that's, even the young ones can do it, but I really like extra set of hands for that. So one time the co-op assigned me a parent helper. And now I just have one child homeschooling. She likes to have friends to play the games with her. But none of them hate it. None of them have regretted it, or they love it. They really do. Any other questions you can think of? Even if you didn't do this, I mean, I did this up to 8th grade. We had intensive diagramming in 8th grade. I don't remember if it was an honors class or what, but I did it and I loved it. And then didn't see it again the rest of my life. I mean, I didn't see any people doing it, but it made sense to me. It helped me understand English better. It made me want to be an English major. I ended up being a speech and language pathology graduate, but I really love the English language. So if you haven't even ever done it before, the books will get you there. Or just stay in the simple realm. Noun, adverb, verbs. Terry Ebert, who taught me most of these games, you may know her, with a 4-year plan. She did 4-year planners group, the Kindred Learning, where she kind of found that there's a 4-year rotation in the public schools of things that always get learned just at different levels. And so your whole family can be on the same thing at the same time. So this is her 3rd book, her year 3 book. I don't think she even sells them anymore, but it had the grammar specifics in it. And then I was able to ask her questions that came up, like, wait a minute, what about this or what about that? And so I've given you all of that I know. Thanks for coming to my class.
Latter-day Saint Home Educators is a nonprofit, all-volunteer organization dedicated to providing inspiration to homeschool families. We hope you enjoyed this recording. If you are interested in listening to more recordings or would like to participate in a future conference, please visit our website at ldshe.org.